Colossians chapter 3. If you then have risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Because you are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then you shall also appear with him in glory. Put to death therefore the parts of you which are worldly, fornication, sex outside of marriage, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil desire, and covetousness, greed, lusting for things that belong to others, which is idolatry. For these things sake the wrath, anger, judgment of God comes on the children of disobedience, in which you also walked some time, when you lived in them. But now you also put off all these, anger, wrath, anger, judgment, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge after the image of the one who created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, uncivilized, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all, and in all. Put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, compassions, kindness, humbleness of mind, humility, patience, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another, if any man has a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also you do, likewise. And above all these things put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ live in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing, encouraging one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and do not be bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, because this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey your masters in all things according to the flesh, not with eye service, as men-pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not to men, knowing that you shall receive from the Lord the reward of the inheritance, because you serve the Lord Christ. But he who does wrong shall receive for the wrong which he has done, and there is no respect of persons.